This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Today is International Women's Day, and what better way to celebrate than with women who are doing amazing things for other women? Dress for Success is doing amazing things helping women gain confidence to enter the workforce. And I'm joined right now by CEO of Dress for Success Sydney, Lisa Sadler. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning and great to be here. Thank you for having me on this very special day.
For those who aren't aware, what's Dress for Success all about?
Well, Dress for Success really exists to help women move from a state of financial distress and in some cases severe poverty and certainly a lack of confidence into a position where they can really be ready, job ready, and finally seek that level of financial independence that they're gaining. We're here for a range of disadvantaged clients who are experiencing, as I said, this level of financial distress that unfortunately is increasing at the moment given the horrible year that we've come out of with COVID.
So what kind of services or training do you guys provide?
Yeah, well, we provide a whole suite of programs from styling, which is what we're actually known for. So it is about making sure that women are equipped and ready to be able to give that first impression when they walk in the door for their interview and feel confident in how they're able to present themselves. And that comes from, obviously, what they're actually wearing, but it also comes from how they're actually feeling and the skills that they have to prepare themselves for that interview. So we offer interview techniques that we can take our clients through. We offer them reviews of their CVs, preparation with questions that they'd be, asked. And then we offer also just a range of other programs in terms of job search being job ready. It is a successful program. We're very proud of it.
Now, obviously, 2020, this past year, was a difficult year for the job market in general.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people lose their jobs, lose businesses. How perhaps has it affected women differently to men?
Yeah, I mean, we are in unfortunately what's been dubbed the pink recession or the she recession. And what we found with the pandemic is that there's the women that are the types of jobs that have actually been, more severely hit are often roles that women are in. Often we find that women are, in casual work, and we know that that is an area that is being hit, quite substantially. And we also know that the hospitality and retail sector, again, is where, we'll often find the female workforce more dominant. Again, these types of roles have been impacted. But additionally to that, it's also been a situation of being at home and having that increased, intensity of domestic chores and responsibilities. Homeschooling, often falls to the female in the home, and as well as that, just the raft of other pressures of being in lockdown, and that's created a lot of stress for women overall.
Now, today is International Women's Day, and Dress for Success are encouraging people to participate in something called Empower Hour. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, I'd love to tell you a bit about Empower Hour. International Women's Day is our major opportunity for fundraising, and we are supported through fundraising. We don't get ongoing government grants, so it is very much about the generosity of the public. And Empower Hour is a call to the public to give an hour of their pay to help to move a woman from welfare to work. It's a very simple pay it forward campaign, and we appreciate that an hour of pay for some people is quite significant, but with most of us working over 2,000 hours of work a year, if we can take that challenge, and International Women's Day is about choosing to challenge this year, and if we can take that challenge to donate an hour of your pay, the benefits, I can promise you, will be multiplied. Empowerhour.org.au, that's where you can jump on, and please to share on socials as well.
Lisa Sadler, CEO of Dress for Success Sydney, you do amazing work, and to find out more about the amazing work that Dress for Success do, you can head to sydney.dressforsuccess.org. Thank you so much for joining me on Hope Breakfast.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.